It felt great. It was a little painful for the last, two, three days, but it was good to be back out there with my teammates and stuff, and get back at it. You don't have the nagging injuries week by week. People like guards and Slauson, they still have ankle issues from time to time. Sometimes it's still gonna bother them. We got other people in the league that's hurt, that's gonna have issues, but it's gonna bother them from time to time. Yeah, sometimes it does bother them from time to time. But you gotta fight through it. You gotta do it for your teammates. So that's why I think every time I feel something, my hand hurts, my shoulder hurts, my back hurts, foot hurts, think about my teammates and how hard they're working. Oh man, today was probably the first time we practiced together since week one. I think to have everybody back, I wasn't there in OTAs and part of camp. Then it was Kyle when he got his illness, and then unfortunately Garza and Slauson got hurt in the same game and the same injury. And then a couple weeks back, then it was Bush, and then. But the good thing about it, we had people like Michael Olza, Brian De La Puente, Evan Britton, Charles Leno, Connors. All these different dudes coming in and working and getting good work in. And whoever is out, it's like they never left. It's just like you said, you can keep going slide around the edge. He's running a pole roller for a reason, He gets off, he's great with his hands and his leverage. And, having, people like David Bass, Cardinals, Washington, going against Lamar, that's the same type of body type, and does basically the same things. You go against him and competitive team practices and asking him to, do this for me, do what you do, and do it full speed. You don't want to hurt each other, but he gives me that look, and Dave Bass and Cornelius does the same for me. So Cameron is a great player, and I can't wait to match up on Sunday.